30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning and come on in. The door's wide open. I got a seat for you right here. Jennifer's brewed up some fine community Cajun coffee. We're just finishing a little Cajun boudin sausage and buttermilk biscuits. Come on in, sit down, and get comfortable right here. If you've got a project you want to visit about, give us a ring. The number's 1-888-767-4348. That puts you directly in touch with Jennifer. She'll get your name, where you're calling from in Arizona, and what it is you're trying to get done. And then we'll put our remodeling and home building experience to work for you, giving you tips and tricks of the trade. Also recommend brand names of equipment and tools. So whatever job you're trying to get done, you can get it done that much more professionally. People will walk in and say, "Who did you hire to do that?" You can say, "Me and Rosie did that right there by myself." Be happy and proud to give you a hand. Some of you that may have storm damage and don't know the first direction to proceed or the first step to take, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Just last week, we were talking about things to do in and about and around your house and your yard to get ready for the monsoon season. And the first thing I see Wednesday morning when I'm on my little Nordic track machine in the garage watching the morning news was trampolines flying out of backyards. I said, "Well, they weren't listening to me on Saturday, that's for sure." When you see a trampoline lift up over the top of a 6-foot wall, you know you've got a little wind turbulence going on right there, partner. I'm telling you that for sure. Hey, I got to tell you, people want to know, is it the right time to remodel? Because all remodelers are so busy. According to IHS Market, which I don't know who that is, but I do believe what they're saying in this article, construction costs have increased for the 19th straight month in a row.
Yeah.
Absolutely believe that. Not just in some categories. They measure in 12 different categories. Cost of home construction and remodeling up 19th month in a row in all 12 categories. And that doesn't even include labor. That's just material. Okay? So people ask me, is it the right time to remodel? I say, well, how much more expensive do you want it to get before you start? If you're contemplating a remodel right now, you need to be a little careful. Here's a couple reasons why. 80% of all remodeling companies go out of business in the first 5 years. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, as soon as you go into the remodeling business, all the people that know about you and want you to do work for them are family and friends. So they want you to do it for free or near free. They certainly don't want you to make a profit. So to launch your business, you're doing all the free friend and family work. And then hopefully you get a referral to someone you don't know that you can charge a little bit of profit for. And then your referrals grow. You learn how to price your jobs, and you have to make your first hire. And you get busier and busier, and you're a tradesperson. You're not an entrepreneur. You don't know how to negotiate lines of credit. You haven't learned that yet, or build or read a balance sheet or interpret a budget. And you get busier and busier and busier. And most remodeling companies, and I want you to hear me loud and clear on this, go out of business because they have too much business that they've priced too cheap, and they take your deposit check and shut everything down and move to the next city. So this is an extremely critical time for you to be extremely careful on who you're hiring to do work in, about, and around your house, especially if it has to do with storm damage. And that's going to be a soapbox Jennifer is going to get on in the next segment. But right now, on the topic of storm damage, I want to bring in a repeat guest who is always the star of the show. We've had people say, when you had Bob on, I was like in the Walgreens parking lot cooking in the car at 140 degrees, but I couldn't get out of the car. I had to finish listening to Bob. Bob Ross of Lightning Busters is here to protect your house ahead of the storm's arrival. Bob, thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Rosie. Thanks.
Hey, man. We talk about Bob Ross of Lightning Busters and how critical it can be to protect your house, your corrals, your outbuildings from lightning. It's critical. You need to think about it. But every single house in the planet should have surge protection. Bob, why don't you talk about what surge protection is and why every house needs it?
Well, especially now with all the new electronics, everything's getting smaller and everything's getting much more delicate. I mean, even in HVAC equipment now, they're solid state, garage door openers, whatever it is. And it doesn't take a big surge whatsoever to burn out that equipment. So we put a one surge protector on your main panel. That'll detect both lines. And when there is a surge, it opens up in 5 nanoseconds, which is 5 billionth of a second. It discharges it into ground, and then it closes back up. So that's called the let-through type surge protector.
But Bob,
the other one
but Bob,
people
Bob,
buy and they plug in.
Hey Bob, but I bought a surge protector at Walgreens drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
The strip
that's
kind
right.
That you plug in. I'm protected, aren't I?
No, you're not. That's the next thing. The those type of surge protectors, they collect. There's a capacitor in there, and you don't know whether that is half full, three quarters full. Sometimes they have a light which either lights up and says it's full, or a light that goes out and says it's full. The let-through voltage is there forever. It doesn't hold any. All it does is discharge it into the ground, and then it closes back up. So the ones that you buy at Walmart and stuff, there are two things about them. They don't trap enough, and they don't dissipate it. It just keeps collecting in there and collecting until it's too full, and then it's no good anymore.
And they can't react fast enough, right?
No, they can't react fast enough, and they just store. And the other thing is we also put on one for your cable, your satellite TV, individual. We also put one on your telephone lines that's individual. So this way, not only are you protected electrically, but you're protected from your signal. What happens if a strike hits underground and comes in through your cable for your TV? What if it comes in through for your internet? So we put them on all different lines to protect it from any entranceway into your home.
The message I want homeowners to hear this morning for their own protection is if they think they're protected by a strip-style surge protection that they're plugging into the wall outlet, that then they plug their computer equipment in, it is a huge false sense of security. You need whole house protection, correct?
That's correct. You know, the old days when the old washing machines and all this stuff, the old air conditioners, you could hit that with a hand grenade and it'll still work. It only had a motor and a relay in it. But now with the solid state, yes, everybody should have it. It's there forever. And you never have to worry about it again. It's a little light on there. And as long as that light is on, there's no problem. If the light ever goes off, then you just give us a call.
And it's a one-time fee, not like a lot of these other protection things or insurance,
right,
where it's a reoccurring monthly fee. It's a one-time investment.
Nope. It's a one-shot deal.
And
you don't ever have to worry about it again. And again, you know, you can walk by. You always see that little green light on, and you know it's working.
And it's $400 or $500 installed?
Well, total, with also cable and your telephone if you have it, or your satellite TV.
That's cheap insurance. That's protecting your entire house.
Yes.
I want to see if we could get that electrical engineer that was on in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about how do you make something that closes in 5 nanoseconds. How do you engineer something to call to close in five?
How do you measure it? How fast it is? How do you measure
billionths
how fast
of a second?
Yep, and that's the thing. That's what I tell people. Look, that's what it tells me. It's UL approved. There's no way I could test it. There's no way I could test that it can handle, 5,000 volts. You just can't do it. The ones we use have been around for a very long time. We still use the same ones, same manufacturer, and again, it's UL approved.
And it's a one-time fee. You put it on your house. It protects it forever. So how would people get a hold of Bob Ross?
All I have to do is call us at 480-229-2646.
For the price of a cheap laptop, you are going to protect every piece of electronic equipment in your house forever. Yep. And this is the reason I tell people this isn't an option. Every single house should have whole house surge protection. If I were king for a day, I would make this a code requirement. Whole house surge protection.
Yes. Home inspectors should recommend that too when they go through our house and see it. It's not only a lot of times, it's not only that it could blow immediately, but if you have if you check with a real good meter on your panel, that meter will fluctuate. The electric's never exactly the same. It fluctuates a little bit. That little fluctuation with printed circuit boards eventually can wear them down. Now, this company says it can extend the life. It can extend the life at least 5 to 10 years, at least. And can I check it? No, I don't. I can't. But if you have a good meter and you put it on your panel, you will see that that electric is steady. It doesn't move at all.
It's kind of like one of those regulators you put on your plumbing at the front of the house to keep the pressure under 60 degrees, which is what's required by manufacturers of water-using appliances, and a lot of times that can come into warranty issue if there's a breakage, if you didn't have a pressure regulator. Well, I think eventually, as big of component as electronics are and how much we are going to insure them, there's going to be a time that's going to be a mandate that we're not going to cover any electrical components in your house if you don't have a whole house surge protector. I could see that coming one day.
And I'll tell you another thing I'd do if I was king for a day. I would tell you that if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, you shouldn't even think about it without a visit to Sanderson Ford, just to check and see if it isn't the most hassle-free, pleasant buying experience on the planet. 64 acres of new and used beautiful Ford vehicles. They are the number one Ford dealership in America. Can you believe that? And they're right here in Glendale, Arizona. I want to tell you what, doing business with Sanderson's like doing business with a friend. You know what? You can even go to their website, and you can shop from home, you can buy from home, and they will bring you the car delivered right to your driveway. Sanderson Ford. Take it from Rosie. It's the only place to buy your next vehicle.